The Wisconsin Technical College System bases its findings on a survey sent to roughly 1,800 alumni who had graduated in either 2001 or 2002. Based on the 7,300 who replied, the average annual salary is nearly $40,000. The returns also show that the graduates had a 2% unemployment rate, compared to 5% for all Wisconsin workers. Lorna Foy's executive assistant for the Wisconsin Technical College System, which represents 16 schools statewide.
If you look around the country, if you look in Wisconsin, rate of inflation, wage increases that might be related to that, it's about one-third of the growth that our graduates have seen in their annual incomes since 2002.
Foy says areas such as nursing, police and fire services, and technical production usually remain in high demand regardless of what the economy is doing. Foy adds enrollment at the state's technical schools is also up by about 1.5% from last year.
Technical colleges tend to see enrollment increases when the economy is not doing as well. That's not surprising since many students are coming back to get retrained or improve their job. But with those increased enrollments come increased costs. And tuition, although it's covering an ever-increasing amount of our costs, it still is not our primary funding source. That is the property tax.
Foy says she's hoping the next state budget process will address the funding issue for Wisconsin's tech schools. She says besides helping accommodate more students, it would help the schools keep up with the newest technologies so graduates leave with timely skills and talents. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.